All this opens up an intriguing possibility. We know that Hedvig's brother-in-law, the King of Hungary, spent some time in the city of Acre. Could he have commissioned the beakers while he was there? It would explain why they were later connected to Hedvig, the family saint, and how they came to Central Europe. A fragment from a Hedvig beaker has been found in his royal palace in Budapest, so it's a realistic possibility. It can't, of course, be any more than just a guess, but I must confess that I'm beguiled by the idea, and I feel it might just be the solution to the puzzle of the Hedvig beakers. But research, as always, continues, and a different answer may well appear in due course. So watch this space. In the next programme, we'll be with another luxury object connected with rich women and also freighted with spiritual meaning. We'll be in Japan, with a group of mirrors thrown into a sacred lake.